Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Tom Burns, CMO of Vesta Corporation. Tom, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, so Vesta Corporation does a lot of things, and we'll get into that specifically in just a minute. But I thought we'd start out by just giving everyone who's reading or listening a sense of where you fit in the ecosystem. So tell us.
Sure. Well, you know, Vesta is really unusual because we're a bit of a hybrid. We've been around for 20 years. We process about $6 billion worth of CNP transactions every year. And historically, what we've done is we have been building very sophisticated multi-channel integrated solutions for all of the world's leading telcos. All of these, of course, have been custom stacks. And recently, what we've done is we've seen the overall topography of the payments and fraud universe start to really shift. And we saw a very significant opportunity for us to go in, basically take best of breed of all the solutions we had built on a customized basis, and then organize them into a scalable solution set that could fit the needs of virtually any merchant out there. So as a result, we are a true hybrid because rather than a lot of people who do one thing, let's say that could be fraud or that could be decisioning or that could be risk or that could be chargebacks, we actually do all of that as well as payment processing, as well as we bring the ability to design, build, host, manage, and optimize virtually any kind of channel out there from, you know, straight up digital goods to retail POS. And that really sets us apart.
So, Tom, why did starting in the telco space give you an advantage in then taking that set of capabilities and now bringing it to other merchants, both digital and physical?
Well, one of the things that really stands out is that, you know, telcos are a very, very challenging environment. And I think that, you know, I mean, on one hand, everybody's got a cell phone in one of their hands nearly almost all the time. But most people don't think of telcos as very sophisticated, multi-channel, and global, in many cases, enterprise merchants. Yet that's a big piece of their business. And yet, you know, payments and risk and fraud prevention is really not their domain expertise. So we've got a couple of decades of dealing with what we believe are the world's largest and most demanding brands and basically putting together solutions where we effectively fully indemnify the telco from any sort of fraud. So the way Vesta's model works is that we guarantee the payment. We've got skin in the game. If we only get paid if we approve a transaction, so we are shoulder to shoulder with anybody who we partner with. And what we do is just like merchant services, if a transaction is approved, you're going to be paid. And you know what? You're not going to see any fines, fees, chargebacks, fraud, all that gets eliminated. So when we take that and we pivot slightly and we focus it more towards the general merchant retailer marketplace, all of a sudden, you've got a highly integrated, very compelling value proposition because, you know, most folks out there these days, by and large, have been reduced to coming up with in-house solutions in which they've got to, you know, review, evaluate, get multiple vendors in there, integrate them internally with some sort of solution. They've got manual reviews, you know, then they still got to deal with their chargebacks, fines, fees. So it's a massive cap and OPEX operation. And let's face it, the fraudsters are, these guys are some of the most sophisticated people I've ever seen. Half the time I see some of their schemes and I think if they were working on our side, we'd all be working for them. And we've got something to defeat.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. As I was preparing for our conversation, it's hard to avoid seeing words like guarantee, completely eliminate fraud on your website and how you describe your products. And you just mentioned it yourself. You guarantee the transaction. You guarantee the payment. And that suggests one of a couple of things. You introduce so much friction into the process that you're really sure because the consumer is hopping through a lot of hoops and you're authenticating the consumer in many different ways. And so you're pretty sure that way that there's no fraud, or your systems are really smart because you're then willing to take that risk. I'm presuming it's the latter, but how?
Okay, so, you know, when you take a look at that, I think that, you know, in the shift we've been making in the market, Vesta is a true disruptor here. As somebody, I was at the DRF conference last week, and I was talking to somebody, a senior exec, and he looked at me and he said, You know, guaranteed is a big word in payments.
Yeah.
And he goes, most people won't use it. And I said, well, you know what? We've been doing it for 20 years. Every day, we do something that no bank on the planet would ever do, is that we effectively underwrite and guarantee $6 billion worth of payments to people we don't know or have ever seen. We're able to do that. And I think the big thing with us is that, and this is where the challenge, where people really have to disconnect on it, is that we're guaranteeing the payment, but we're also ensuring that we're going to increase acceptance and conversion. And that's why we say they're revenue generating payment solutions, because most people think of payments as, let's face it, as a cost center. You know, you've got to build the infrastructure and then you've got your chargebacks and stuff on the back end, and don't even get into like false positives, you know, the insult rate, right? So when you take a look at this, we've got patented systems that we use where, like, in real time, let's say on a digital transaction, you know, where you've got no ability to review, do a manual review, where it's instantaneous fulfillment. You know, we're looking at more than 600 different attributes in any transaction in 4/100ths of a second. And so we're approving in real time. And the other thing is, we understand that fraud is a dynamic issue. It's not a static one. And I think that, you know, when you deal with a lot of in-house systems, what happens is that, oh my God, there's an attack going on. Clamp the filters down, right? You know, KD bar the door. And you shut it down. And what we do is we shut it down because, you know, that, you know, if they can't get in, the fraudsters can't get in, they move along. I mean, that's their business, right? It's just all about penetration. And then we open the filters back up so we really drive acceptance. Because again, if we're not approving transactions, we're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm. So my question, though, is, I mean, in a digital world for digital goods, the typical transaction value is pretty small. So there's not a big, yes, there's risk, but it's not as if you're taking risk authorizing a $1,000 or a $10,000 transaction. Is it different when you're dealing in a different environment where the average transaction value is much higher and the type of merchandise that is purchased is different?
Well, okay, there's a lot of subtleties in that question, you know, because the big thing is that you're really talking about the delta between almost physical goods and digital goods. Yep. And the other thing is that it's not quite accurate to say that it's a low ticket price always in digital goods. You know, so if you think about it, you could have, you know, so like iTunes cards, this can easily be 25, 50 bucks, you know, 100 bucks, something like that. You take a look at tickets, you know, whether that's airline tickets or it's a concert ticket. There's several hundred dollars right there, you know, on the end of some things like some downloads. But yeah, I agree the ticket price could be small. But what we really do is, you know, we've targeted areas like with typically higher ticket prices and or if not higher ticket prices, higher volumes, so that the aggregate number is still remains significant. So we're really looking at, you know, like digital gift cards, e-ticketing, streaming services, online gaming, money transfer, where the risk is much higher because essentially you've got, in the case of a product, you've got the risk of fence, right? Highly fenceable goods. So if you get a $50 gift card and you pay nothing for it and you sell it for $25, right? You know, it's quite easy, right? Ticket prices can be very high. Gaming, I'm stunned at the kind of money in the gaming universe that people spend. So a lot of these things are high volume plays as well. And so there's no sort of cookie cutter approach the way you look at it.
Do your platforms and solutions have to change because of what's going on around digital payments with the introduction of things like Apple Pay, Android Pay, and Samsung Pay as an offline solution? But have you had to address any of your infrastructure in order to accommodate the direction that some of these digital payment methods are taking?
The thing is that all of those elements, I was actually in a meeting on this yesterday, all of those elements are certainly on our roadmap. But you have to understand is that by and large, it's still in the early days of things like Apple Pay. You know, where it's kind of digital. And most of those really where the adoption is, where those players are trying to drive adoption is at the retail POS. It's not so much online. So I think we're in the nascent stages of that. We see there'll be a conversion down the road. And so, again, it's on our development roadmap. We are addressing it and we'll have those features. But right now, there really isn't a big lift there.
Right. I would agree with you. So you have your VSafe payments platform, and then there are three solution sets that I presume roll up to that. Can you describe the differences, the subtleties, the differences between those three solution sets and what the overall platform can provide to a merchant that's interested?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I would invert the architecture of that. So the way to think about it is our vSafe payments platform is state-of-the-art multi-tenant platform on which all of our solution sets sit, right? So it rises off. And that's linked to our UFS, our Unified Fraud System, which has a very advanced modeling techniques, plus a variety of both internal and third-party tools. We've got, I'm sitting in my office right now, about four doors down from a large glass box filled with data scientists. So, you know, we're using machine learning, we're using very advanced big data analytics, neural stuff. I mean, the whole package, and it's fully integrated. And so what we do in terms of that supports all of our solutions. And what we've done is we've got three solutions, because if you really take a look at them, it's easy to navigate simply by, as a merchant, by your channel structure and needs. So at the baseline is we have our guaranteed solution. And this is designed for merchants of digital goods. And in this, it's sort of our core offering, and it scale, everything scales up off of this. And so what we're doing is we're saying, look, we are guaranteeing the payment. We are eliminating any chargebacks or related fines and fees. We are guaranteeing we'll increase acceptance and conversion and profitability. We'll also reduce your PCI compliance issues. And this is something we can stand up in a couple of weeks, not months. So it's very effective. Again, this is designed for, you know, it's like mobile or web digital goods only. Now, if you want that guaranteed capability, but you want to have that in other channels, right? And when I say other channels, I'm talking, you know, you want a call center, you know, text to pay, IVR, a mobile app, you know, online web, any of those virtual channels, then that moves you into our advanced solution. And in advanced, what we do is, well, guaranteed is very straightforward. You know, it is what it is. You plug it in, it's good to go. We can, you know, no customer. In advanced, we are willing to customize to meet your needs. And that's something, again, that stands apart, because what you're seeing here is, I think, a level of vertical integration that we bring to the table that's unmatched in the industry. And we have the ability to customize those channels on top of it. And when we talk about channels, you got to remember, we've got the most flexibility possible there. So we can, and we're happy to, we can build, manage, optimize, host, and optimize the channel, which completely removes a merchant from any PCI compliant capability. We're PCI 3.1. So, you know, we're state of the art in that regard. We can also run hybrid environments where, okay, you've got some channels and you're really happy with what they were performing, but you want to add some other channels around it. You can manage those. We'll manage these, you know, or we can do it the other way. So you want to take your channels and plug them into us, but then you're going to take all the regulatory compliance burden on yourself. So we see a lot of flexibility there. And then sitting on top of it is our unified solution. And this is the very first true omni-channel payment solution. I've been listening to the omni-channel story for merchants for a number of years. Certainly as a marketing guy, I'm very familiar with the narrative of the, quote, branded customer journey across channels. But, you know, as a realist and as a businessman, I have to look at that and say, you know what? What about payments? Because right now we live in a world where there's 97% abandonment at the cart, right? And it doesn't matter what kind of journey somebody's having. If they can't eventually pay and close the deal, who cares what they're doing? You're not making any money, right? And so we've just rolled this out. And for the first time, we give merchants the ability to have a uniform payments experience and to be able to see all their customers in and across all channels. They can see what devices they're using. They can see their behaviors. They can see their histories. They can see their transactions. And this allows them, once you hook this into their ERP or their CRM, all of a sudden, you've got the ability to push highly targeted individual promotions to the right person at the right time to drive the desired behavior you're looking for. And we think that's a game changer. It's something we're going to be marketing very heavily next year.
It is interesting how I was talking to a group of retailers last week, and we were talking about the gold in fraud data that's really not being used in a way that can be applied to marketing activities. So it's interesting that you point out the ability to use what you're learning to authorize transactions, and you're turning that around into a marketing opportunity. Very interesting.
I think this is the big thing. No one's talking about this. You know, everybody's talking about the channel and the cross-channel experience and the fact that, you know, retailers, they're in a tough spot. You know, I mean, depending on the sophistication of your operation, you could be running anything up to a dozen channels. And the problem is that the shopper is no dummy, right? They are moving between channels all the time and, in fact, can be in multiple channels simultaneously. I mean, how many times, you know, do you think about your own behavior? You're shopping somewhere and all of a sudden you whip out your phone, you start doing a little casual showrooming, right? Okay, what's the review of this? Can I get a better price? Boom, you're in multiple channels right there. So the ability to empower retailers with a new level of visibility and control that is designed to drive acceptance and conversion, we believe this is going to be a game changer in the next couple of years because it's something people just aren't focused on right now.
Well, Tom, it's been great to get a good understanding of the Vesta platform and how you're thinking about helping merchants not just solve a fraud problem, but to solve a revenue problem. And that's really, I think, the interesting twist on what you're doing that's very powerful. I would agree with whoever you are talking to, guarantee is a pretty powerful word. And it's a lot to live up to, but it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job of actually delivering on that proposition.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing to bear in mind is that we're not a startup. You know, we've been around for a couple of decades, and we've been doing this for some very, very tough customers on a global basis. And so not only do we have the technology, and we've got a long history of innovation, the catch is that it's always been in a white label solution. You know, so it's like, you know, right now, if you go to AT&T and you go to pay your bill and you want to hit the website, or, you know, you're going to go text to pay, or you call a call center, you're actually talking to us. It says AT&T. You know, but is there a brand? We've been a white label. So for the first time, we're taking the power that we have developed in those solutions and now bringing it to a far greater range of merchants. And that's why we're calling it revenue generating payment solutions, because, you know, what we're doing is we're inverting the traditional value prop of, you know, payments being a call center and given the difficult and the way fraud accelerated, you know, a thorny patch of real estate. We're saying, look, you know what? We can turn this around. We can lower your overhead. We can really flatten, streamline your operations. We can provide a fully integrated solution. And you know what? Most importantly, we can give you the four words every CFO I've ever met loves to hear: steady, predictable revenue stream.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful closing. Steady, predictable revenue stream. That sounds like a great elevator pitch. So Tom, thank you very much for the opportunity to get to know what Vesta is doing, and look forward to talking again soon.
Great. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.